by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning program. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Yes, we have another very cold day, but dear viewers of Madani Channel, so we can, inshallah, listen to the beautiful verses. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Each and every single day we have a new topic. Today what we shall be speaking about is conversing, meeting each other, inshallah azza wa jal. Firstly, you meet each other, my dear viewers. Upon meeting each other, what are the etiquettes? And then whilst conversing, the etiquettes of conversing, my dear viewers. And yes, these days we are speaking about etiquettes because it is extremely important for us to know the etiquettes of various things. Alhamdulillah, being Muslims, my dear viewers, we are very fortunate that we are taught the etiquettes. You know, there are, if you take a look at many books, my dear viewers, there are entire books written on etiquettes and adab. Adab is known, etiquettes. So, and in fact, another reason why I did choose this topic, my dear viewers, is the state of what things which happen nowadays. So this is what actually, you know, brings these such things to my mind. Experience, my dear viewers, whatever little experience I have, if I was to see somebody or see, you know, some people doing something, so I will think to myself and I would, you know, try to analyze first or look or think about things. And then I'll think to myself, this is really something to touch upon. This is really something which is a problem. And it's, inshallah, I shall speak about this. And this is, you know, where we get many of our topics from, Adi viewers, inshallah. Because it's a huge problem. Yes, it is a huge problem, Adi viewers. The way we meet, giving salam. So these are things I shall be speaking about. Shaking hands, Adi viewers of Madani channel. And then whilst talking, how we should converse, how we should speak, how we should talk to one another. This is the topic we shall be speaking about today. Please do join us, inshallah, stick with us. Let's listen to the Naat Sharif and then we will move to our topic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabi.
موت
کیا زندگی کی بھی پروا نہ ہو، موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پروا نہ ہو، کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کہے، کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کہے، اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے، اور جب نظر سوئے صحبہ روانہ ہوئی، ساتھ دل بھی گیا ساتھ جا بھی گئی، ساتھ دل بھی گیا ساتھ جا بھی گئی، ساتھ دل بھی گیا ساتھ جا بھی گئی، میں مومن اب رہوں گا یہاں کس لیے، میں مومن اب رہوں گا یہاں کس لیے، میرا سارا اساسا مدینے میں ہے، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ ریویوز مدینہ چلن، میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینہ میں ہے، دی بلیسڈ گریٹ گرانڈ شرائن، گریٹسٹ آف آل ریویوز مدینہ چلن شرائن، دی شرائن آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم is in Al-Madinah Salman. Now today, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be hearing today the first hadith sharif of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. What do I mean by of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had migrated from Makkah Al-Mukarramah and come to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, which was the first hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal. For those that do stick with us, they shall also hear about this particular hadith sharif. It is a beautiful hadith sharif and it also beautifully relates to our topic, my dear viewers. Now generally we begin with a parable. Now today, mashallah, is beautiful because today we shall be speaking a little, just to introduce our topic, inshallah, about a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is amongst the famous of the companions, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is great, my dear viewers. Every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be more beloved to us than, you know, everything we have to all the people around us. We should love them more than we love ourselves. And the dust, even a speck of the dust under their feet, under their slipper, is greater than us and all our families. This is a love we should possess for each and every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is all the companions, my dear viewers. It doesn't matter who it is. Is he a companion? Is he or she a companion? Then they are greater than us. They are greater than, inshallah, undoubtedly our parents, our family. They should be more beloved to us. Every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, but this is one companion who, even amongst those companions, this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds the status even above them, my dear viewers. He's no ordinary individual, really. He's a person who he would never save food for the next day. This is how much trust he had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why is it that I will be speaking about this companion? Inshallah, you shall find out. It's mentioned by Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, first, obviously, before he accepted Islam, that news reached him. There was a messenger, that there was another person, a man who was claiming to be a messenger, the last and final messenger. He was claiming to be a prophet. And when Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard about this, then what did he do? He sends his brother. He calls his brother and he says to him, go to Makkatul Mukarrama. Go to Makkatul Mukarrama and see who this person is. Observe this person. Hear what he says and then come and tell me. So he tells his brother, there's a man by the name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that go to Makkah, he claims to be a prophet, he claims to be the last and final messenger. Go and observe him and listen to his speech, see what he says, and then come and tell me. His brother goes, he listens, he observes, and then he comes back and he tells his brother. And Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asks. Now Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those who was out in search for the true religion, my dear viewers. So he went and said, you know, what is it that he says? What are his words? How are his actions? And you know, his brother, he answers him and he tells him, he explains about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then he himself went to Makkah al-Mukarramah. These were the early days of Islam. He goes to Makkah al-Mukarramah and he stays a night in a masjid. Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu sees him, and Hazrat Ali radhiallahu anhu doesn't say anything to him. And then again Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, the next night he sees him, he says that a man should know his own home, meaning come to my house. This is the hospitality, subhanallah. He says, come to my house, come live with me. So that person, he joins Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu and he stays with Hazrat Ali, karamallahu wajhahul kareem. And then Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asks, what is the reason you have come to Makkah al-Mukarramah? And he replies, because I heard about this person, I heard about this message. And Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu became happy. And Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu began to tell him, began to teach him about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, Hazrat Ali was that person who was brought up by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Ali radhiallahu anhu excitedly was teaching Hazrat Abu Dharr about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Dharr radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was happy. He wished to see the person now. He wished to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to go meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he follows Hazrat Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he comes to the grand court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, As-salamu alaykum, ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says, may peace be upon you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replies, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, and peace also be upon you, as well as the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But dear viewers of the Nation, something beautiful you are to learn today. Something beautiful, inshallah, you are to learn today. Of the first man to give salam, this assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Where did it start from? It began from this incident of Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was he that first gave salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to the salam, and then this became famous amongst the Muslims. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the first person to give salam, it is known, this is what we read, that the first person to give salam was Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He has accepted Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises him not to tell people at that stage, because you know, people may harm you. He's not in his own tribe, he's in a foreign land. He has no protection, no asylum, and he's accepted Islam. So then he says, the Prophet ﷺ says to him, people may harm you. He says, by Allah, I will go tell everybody. He goes and he announces, I have accepted Islam, and then he's beaten. But subhanAllah, he's satisfied with his beating. Then the Prophet ﷺ tells him, now go to your people and invite them to Islam. He accepts Islam, his brother accepts Islam, his mother accepts Islam, and so many other people due to him, they become companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Ramadan, inshallah, subhanAllah, we are already halfway through our program. The first person to give salam was Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in fact, just to mention, what is the first hadith sharif of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states, and this is known as Hadith Salam, is narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, Abdullah ibn Salam, he approached him to see who is this person. He says, by Allah, this is not a magician. By Allah, this person is not a poet. And what are the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says? Afshas salam. The first message Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives to the people of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Why am I speaking about Islam, about salam, my dear viewers? Because this should be our first, the beginning of our conversation. The first etiquette. That whenever you begin any conversation, whenever you meet somebody, the first thing you should do is to give salam. Afshas salam. Spread salam is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Wasilul arham. And build ties, my dear viewers, with your relatives. Don't break ties, no. Islam is all about building ties. Islam is all about love, about unity, my dear viewers. وَأَتِعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Feed people. وَصُلُّوا. And also pray salah. بِاللَّيْلِ. In the night. وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. Whilst everybody else is sleeping. Then what does the Prophet ﷺ say? وَتَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. And then you shall enter Jannah بِسَلَامِ, with peace. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have heard about the first person to give salam. Secondly, about the first hadith sharif of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Let's move to our daily reminder, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, then we shall continue with our topic. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, a daily reminder for all of us today. A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم I want to mention to you. But just before that, you know, we always strive and try our best to please our Creator, Rabb Azza wa Jal. This hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that has been mentioned in Musnad Abi Ya'la. And it says that Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly, helping worried people is liked by Allah Azza wa Jal. Now all of us, we try to please our Creator. We try to do things that will please Allah Azza wa Jal, that will please the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, this is a sign of a good Muslim. Now again, how can we please Allah Azza wa Jal? From this very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that if we help other Muslims, we remove their problems, we remove their worries, inshallah Azza wa Jal, that will please Allah Azza wa Jal. And another hadith reported again by Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who helps a grieved person, Allah writes 73 virtues for him. Through one virtue, Allah makes his world and hereafter better. The rest of the virtues cause high ranks for him. Now what have we done? We've removed a difficulty from a Muslim. And what we've done is any grievance that he had, any problems that he had, what we've done is we've removed that problem. Now again, that problem should be only removed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not that I'm going to go back to him and I'm going to remind him of the favors that I did upon him. Instead of the happiness of Allah Azza wa Jal, what we're going to achieve is we're going to get the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what we need to do is anything that we do in life for other people, we give financially, we help them in morally or any other ways, only remember that we do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another very beautiful hadith of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, who narrates this beautiful hadith. He says that once we were traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person riding on a very weak animal came and he started turning his ride left and right, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who has an extra animal ride should give it to the one who has no animal ride, and the one who has leftover food should give it to the one who has no food. Similarly, different kind of things were mentioned. At last, we realized that no one had the right to keep the leftover. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful reminder by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that we should try to help our communities, our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, our family members. We should try to help them. So many cases, what happens is that our own next door neighbors, you know, they're struggling with financial problems, they've got other problems, and we're looking out elsewhere. Maybe one of the reasons is that our neighbors, our relatives, they're not going to praise us, so we might as well give that outside so that we can get the praise from people. Remember, if you are doing it for the people on the day of judgment, don't expect any rewards from Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you are doing it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, the reward that you will get on the day of judgment, it will be immense. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to help our needy Muslim brothers and sisters. And may Allah Azza wa Jal help us and do things only for the pleasure and the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Take this daily reminder and act upon it. I make the intention, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. A beautiful reminder, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Azzurra, today we are speaking about conversation. Subhanallah, we've only begun about giving salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked that, Ayyul Islami khayr, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best? What is the goodness, the best of Islam, my dear viewers? This is what a companion asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replies that you give salam to people, my dear viewers of the channel. So does giving salam, it holds so much importance. So much importance. And how do you give salam? It said that Ja'a Rajulun ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that a man came and he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, Assalamu alaykum. He said, Assalamu alaykum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam faradda alayhi salam. This is one very important thing, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to the salam. This is the first part. So the etiquette of just giving salam, that you begin a conversation by giving salam. And then what is the etiquette that firstly, if a person gives salam, then you must reply to the salam. Now there are some things which are known as farz, which are obligatory actions, some things known as wajib, which are mandatory, extremely important for you to act upon them. You know, sunnahs also, which you should act upon, the practices and traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Giving salam is sunnah, but when you hear the salam, for you to reply to the salam is wajib, my dear viewers. Replying to the salam is wajib. And remember, it is replying. Now somebody is coming and giving you salam, then you should reply. And really, it's so beautiful. What is that person saying? He's doing dua for you. He's saying, may peace be upon you. This is a dua, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower peace upon you. And then what should your reply be? Okay? No, my dear viewers, we should reply to the salam. It's also necessary for us to reply to the salam. You say, wa alaykum as-salam. So this person came, and then the Prophet ﷺ replied to the salam for jalasa, then he took a seat, he sat down. And the Prophet ﷺ then said, ashar, 10, meaning he shall gain 10 rewards. Then another person came and said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Then the Prophet ﷺ replied, and then he sat down, and the Prophet ﷺ said 20, meaning for adding wa rahmatullah, he gains another 10 mercies, rewards, blessings, my dear viewers. And then another, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, meaning may peace, wa rahmatullah, and also the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the barakat, the blessings, may they be upon you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, and then he said 30, meaning this person shall be given 30 rewards, my dear viewers of Madinah Sham. So there's reward in it. It brings about peace. It's the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is very, very important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that wallazi nafsi biyadihi. He says that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa taala. He's swearing an oath, my dear viewers. La tadkhulu al-jannah hatta tuslimu. That you shall never enter jannah. You shall never enter paradise until you submit. وَلَا تُسْلِمُ, and you shall never submit, حَتَّى until تَحَابُ, until you have love for one another. Meaning, you need to have love for one another, only then will you submit, only then will you enter paradise. And then how do you build love for each other? وَأَفْشُ السَّلَامُ تَحَابُ. If you wish to gain a mutual love, then spread salam. Spread salam, and this shall build love, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Wa iyyakum wal bughda. And the Prophet ﷺ states that beware from bughda, beware from hatred, beware from animosity, from enmity. Beware of such things. Fa innaha hiya al-haliqa. For indeed, this hatred, this is a knife. This hatred is a razor. It is sharp. What does the Prophet ﷺ mean by it is a razor? La aqulu lakum. The Prophet ﷺ says, I do not say to you that this razor will cut your hair, no. But rather, walakin tahliqu ad-deen. This is such a razor which shall shave your deen, it shall shave your religion. Meaning, it shall harm, bring harm to your religion, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Just the importance, I don't wish to speak too much about the salam itself, but this, honestly, we gain an importance of giving salam. We give salam to people we love. Why? We should give salam to every Muslim. We should give salam to every believer. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we give salam to some, to others we do not give salam. What is the reason we do not give salam? We need to question ourselves. Is there somebody we do not give salam to? Really, this is sad. The Prophet ﷺ would always be the first to give salam. Remember this. The Prophet ﷺ would always first give salam at the views of Madinah Channel. This is the beauty. This is one of the etiquettes of conversing, that you begin by giving salam. Let's move to our daily hadith sharif. Inshallah, then we shall continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, who are the best of the people? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best amongst you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach the Qur'an. How beautiful are these words. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. And there are many, many blessings
in regards to reciting, doing the tilawat of the glorious Quran. The Quran, it will be a proof for us on the Day of Judgment. The Quran, it will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. For every letter that we recite of the Quran, 10 good deeds are recorded for us. And the reciter of the glorious Quran, he remains in the company of the angels, and constantly good reward is written down for him. The Quran, it cleanses our hearts, and it will be the Quran that will lead us into paradise. And in one narration, the position in paradise will be determined by the amount of Quran that we have memorized in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to keep connected with the glorious Quran, and may we spend our entire lives in teaching and in learning the glorious Quran. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we are speaking about conversation. Now, Allahu Akbar, time is moving so fast, my dear viewers of the channel. We must go to our next segment, but before that, we're speaking about the etiquette of salam. After giving salam, we've only just spoken about salam for the entire topic, Allahu Akbar. After giving salam, or even whilst giving salam, if it is appropriate, then you also shake the person's hand, my dear viewers of the channel. You shake a person's hand. And shall I tell you one thing, my dear viewers, really? For those people who, yes, you know, it is fine to shake their hand, indeed, my dear viewers on the channel, you are giving somebody salam, you are shaking their hand, then shake their hand with love. Use two hands. There shouldn't be anything between the hands. If for a person who is respectful, you know, the companions, with so many people, when entire groups would come to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would kiss his hands and his feet. A person who is, for example, your father, when you shake their hand, you kiss their hand too. This is respect. This is respect. A scholar, somebody who you respect and honor, when you shake his hand, kissing their hand, if it is good with good intentions, my dear viewers of the channel, if it is done with good intentions, then inshallah you shall also gain reward. So this is another etiquette. Another is actually to shake the hand. It should be a handshake. And it should be done, you know, with a smile, my dear viewers. It wouldn't be much of a handshake if there was no... It's not the same thing, and it doesn't give that... Imagine, really, if you were to come to somebody and you were to... Now, this is what you were to do. And imagine you to do... You know, with a smile, you're happy, you're excited. MashaAllah, I've seen you express happiness. This is how it should be. And when you do shake the hand, nowadays the way people shake hands, subhanAllah, you know, sometimes they'll just use half the hand. Allahu Akbar, as if the hand is going to get dirty. No, my dear viewers. Full hand, shake hands, and this is how you begin. This is how you should meet somebody, and this is how you should begin a conversation. And remember, there's a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are not two Muslims who yaltaqi and they meet each other, then fayatasafahan, and then they also shake hands. Illa, except ghufira lahuma qabla an yatafarraqa, except that their sins are forgiven before they separate from each other. My dear viewers of Madinah channel, please make this a habit of yours. Let's move to our next segment. Our next segment is health is wealth. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Rise and Shine, and segment is Health is Wealth. Alhamdulillah, today we have got Shehzad Hussain Ashrafi with us, who is a doctor consultant and serving in one of the UK based hospitals. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Nasib, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much once again giving us your precious time. Nasib, we've been talking about stroke, and that's definitely one of the main leading causes of death across the globe. It's a very important topic, and much information is needed and much awareness is required to give out to the viewers of Madani Channel. And alhamdulillah, we're trying our best to help and benefit the Ummah. This is one of the main intentions of this program. That's what we are doing here. We were talking in last segment about the post-stroke, you see, a person's life, how he lives, and what lesson one, a person who is healthy, he can gain from that. Prasad, can you shed a bit light? What lessons can we learn? Definitely, you come across many patients, they come to you and you see them closely and you watch them, and definitely you can explain very well, I think.
Yes, it is one of the I see devastation of a life when we treat the patients. Many of the time, people do get better, sometimes people don't get better. That's where family and themselves suffers. I would like to share one patient without naming them. He was a 23-year-old young man who had a life in front of him.
Allah.
Coming with one of the most devastated strokes among stroke. There is the one stroke which is which causes what we call a basilar stroke. So means there is a connection between brain and the body by a spinal cord and a brain stem. So that is an information highway between the brain and the whole body. If somebody have a stroke in that area, no matter how good the brain is, the information does not carry away into the body, and the patient, what we call it, is locked in. So above the head,
it's all paralyzed.
This work below the whole body, everything is paralyzed.
Allahu.
So that disease or that stroke is the most difficult. The pity thing in this type of stroke is their all senses are awake and alert when they are locked in. So their brain cortical function, what you call executive function, all senses, which gives them intelligence, which gives them perception of a pain, which they give them feeling, which makes us a human. They are intact, but all the other, such as autonomic, so ability to breathe, ability to move our eyes, ability to speak, ability to move, everything are impaired. So the person feels as if he is caged. That's why we call it the locked-in syndrome, as if somebody has been tied with the chains and prevented any ability of do anything, but can think everything. So this is a very sad situation. And you know the reason why this young man who is 23 had a stroke? Administration of a drugs.
Allah.
Which could have been easily prevented. So this young man got into a habit of taking illicit drugs, those chemicals which intoxicate people. And as a result, unfortunately, this patient had a stroke.
But yes, respected viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard that a 23 years old young lad, he had a stroke. We normally think, when we think about stroke, we think about old people, right? And normally that's how in perception comes in our mind. But we can clearly understand, and consulted is saying that a 23 years old, because of taking drugs, he was admitted to hospital and he had one of the serious kinds of strokes. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about drugs, alhamdulillah, Islam has given us clear guidelines. We should avoid taking drugs. And every teaching of Islam, alhamdulillah, it has got a backing. There's a logic behind that. And alhamdulillah, if we act upon the teachings of Islam, then we can prevent many diseases itself. Yes. So avoid it. And another important point here, Dr. would like to mention, and I would also like to take a bit of your point of view, how important it is to have a right company, because these drugs, those students or maybe those young boys or youth, they start taking drugs. Definitely, they've got a bit of company, a bad company, those they're already taking drugs. And end of the day, eventually they get into this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Right company is very important, and few of our ulama and scholars have said that this is one of the very important elements of being pious.
True.
Your company makes you what you are.
Absolutely right.
And actually, there is a lot of evidence behind it that some people have given their interviews about their life, and they say, we tried, we were succeeded in giving up all the bad habits, and we repent ourselves from them. But when we went back to meet our friends, when we went back into the same environment, they have attracted us, and we end up having that. And that vicious cycle continues all the time. So the few tips for the parents in today's a difficult environment, give some time on the dinner table or some dinner times. Sit down with them, gather the information about whom they meet, give them time. Be compassionate with your children. Listen to them, even though sometimes it bores you, no matter how tired you are. I would like to share my experiences. When I have a six-year-old, and when I take him from the maktab, during the journey from taking him from the maktab to going to the home, I talk about how was your day, how did you spend your day, what did you learn today. How are your friends? How did you play? Did you enjoy the thing today? And he opens up. People might think it is 6-year-old, but this is the way of bonding, creating a bond with your child.
MashaAllah. Very important is that we should provide the right atmosphere and environment to our child.
Yes.
That's very important. I think we should hold the finger of our child and take him to the masjid. We should take him regularly to the masjid every day if it is possible. We should show him the way that this is the right place. You need to come and you need to do worship rather than taking them every Friday. Yes, we should do on Fridays also, but on a regular basis we should take them, we should give them time. And the right atmosphere, right environment, it really matters. It does matter. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is atmosphere in front of you, Madani Channel is in front of you. If we try to associate ourselves with this fragrant atmosphere, inshallah, we should come to ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami. If we can travel in Madani Qafile, we can take our children with us, and that will be a great way forward to help and alhamdulillah to raise them, and definitely to give them a right atmosphere and environment which could eventually avoid them going to the wrong hands and the wrong people and the wrong society. And inshallah, they will be protected from drugs also. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand whatever is said. Once again, I would like to say thank you, Doctor, for your precious time and coming and giving your time once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of the channel, generally, mashallah, because the doctor is a specialist in stroke, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, for this reason, mashallah, he has extensively taught us about strokes, and then also those things pertaining to those things which can lead to, if it happens, then what to do, and also the aftermath. Mashallah, many good lessons to be learned from that, undoubtedly. Remember, my dear viewers, one of the possible results or the causes, for stroke is and could be drugs, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is, isn't it? Because for many people, due to drugs, this itself leads to stroke. So please refrain from drugs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and protect even our children and our families from such, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Inshallah, that's all for now. Continue to recite the Ruh Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.